This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why are you here? Really?
I like your opinion.
I was fired, in case you forgot.
A foreign government invaded our country, all under your watch. There had to be consequences. Certainly you understand that.
What I understand is that something is going on in that town that nobody fully comprehends. And I also understand that military strength is not the answer.
So what is the answer, Doctor? More scientists? Because as men of science, men like you who created this problem in the first place, everything that has happened in Hawkins can be traced back to Brenner's little pet. Wouldn't you agree? Dr. Brenner trained her for this very thing, remote assassinations.
What you're suggesting is impossible.
Is it?
11 is dead.
I'm not convinced.
So where has she been all this time?
There are rumors she's alive and receiving help from someone on the inside.
Are you saying I'm helping her? Is that what you're saying?
If I wanted to chat, Doctor, I would have picked up the damn phone. Now, you can make this easy and tell us where she is. Or we can do this the hard way.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things together forever. We're loving stranger things. It's stranger things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's stranger things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it.
Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back at long last to the return of Stranger Things Forever, where today I am starting Chapter 3, The Monster and the Superhero, Episode 3 of Stranger Things 4. I last spoke to you at the end of May, and I told you pretty much there was a good chance you wouldn't hear from me in June. I think I maybe tried to say, oh, maybe I'll get an episode out to you in June. But if I did say that, and I'm not saying I did, but I may have, that was really lofty goals. But I didn't do that because in the meantime, I was doing 30 other podcast episodes in 30 days. And when I do a podcast like that, it makes me think, you know, I can get Stranger Things Forever up more often, because really all I'm doing is covering 10 minutes of a show
of an episode of a show at a time. And, you know, now I have a deadline. Now I know there are 142 days, I think. This is 140, give or take a couple of days, but I think I have it right, 142 days until Stranger Things 5. I don't have 142 episodes to get out to you, so I don't even have to average an episode a day. But I do really want to get Stranger Things Forever completed and out to everybody by the time Stranger Things 5 starts. And that starts today with, you know, the beginning of Chapter 3, The Monster and the Superhero. So I looked up really quick about this episode, and I saw that this episode was written by Caitlin Schneiderhan. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. And I was like, oh, I've heard that name. Where have I heard that name before? And she wrote this episode, and it looks like she has written an episode for Stranger Things 5 called The Turnbow Trap, which, according to the Stranger Things wiki, is episode 3 of season 5, which I didn't realize they already had all the specifics in order. I must have missed that exactly when we knew the titles in the order. Or did they give us, I don't remember if they gave us the episode titles in order originally. Who cares? Who can say? All I know is that that episode is directed by Frank Darabont, so that'll be interesting. But that's not even why I wanted to bring Caitlin up. The reason I wanted to mention her is because she also wrote one of the Stranger Things novels. In fact, she wrote Flight of Icarus, which is the Eddie Munson book. And again, why do I want to bring that up? Well, because I thought to myself, Michael, is there anything new with Stranger Things novels? You know, according to the wiki, the last book we had, the last Stranger Things book we had, was The Dustin Experiment. It came out after Flight of Icarus. And I don't see anything as far as next in the, as far as the next book here. But then I went to the official website for the publishing house, Penguin Random House, and I looked for all the Stranger Things books, and I've seen every book on there that has, comic books, it has all kinds of stuff. It has all the young adult novels like Lucas on the Line, you know, Rebel Robin, Runaway Max, all these things. But it also has something by someone named Jennifer Brody. It says Stranger Things YA novel number 5. That's all it says. Cover coming soon. There's no title. There's no synopses, but it does say October 28th, 2025. So it would appear that we're getting a book on October 28th, 2025. I go to the Amazon page and wait, there is a synopsis here. There's no title, but when was this listed? Now, I apologize if you guys know about this, but it says Stranger Things YA novel number 5. It's summer vacation. Everyone in Hawkins has plans, everyone except 11. She feels trapped by her overprotective father and wants to break out and find a normal teen life like she's seen in her magazines. Luckily, 11's not alone. Her friend Max needs to flee a troubling home life and an increasingly dangerous older brother. They decide to escape together, and in Hawkins in the summer of 1985, there was only one place to go, the all-new Star Court Mall. Will midnight movies and overnight party at the food court be the solution to their problems, or will Eleven and Max discover that a little freedom can lead to a lot of trouble, and that the ghosts of their past are never far away? Filled with details from Netflix series Stranger Things, the novel explores Hawkins and Eleven's place in it like never before. It's for ages 12 and up, so I fit because I'm in the up section. And yeah, there's no title, but October 28th, we are getting the fifth novel. And it seems like it's placed in a spot where it really has not much to do as far as where we are in the story, because this is during Stranger Things 3, right? And we get it a month before the Stranger Things 5, so we'll have plenty of time to read and talk about that. But I just wanted to mention Stranger Things YA novel number 5. And when I was reading this, I'm thinking to myself, and maybe you remember, did I already talk about this? I didn't, right? I don't think I have. This is the first time that I remember reading about this. And you can get it now for Kindle for $10.99, have it ordered. There's no title yet, but we know it's about 11 to max now. So that's good. I wish it was something, I guess you really couldn't do much after 4. You could do something in California. You could have done something that, you know, led us to why Max and Angela, because she'll come up in a little bit, why they had, why they have such an issue with each other, why Angela's such a B. But it doesn't sound like that's what we're going to get. Doesn't matter. Whatever we're going to get, I'm going to read it. All right. That's the only other thing I wanted to mention. So now let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into the monster and the superhero. So we open up on a house in Ruth, Nevada. And Ruth, Nevada is an actual place. It's a very small place. It looked like the population, based on, you know, my internet sleuthing, in 2023, the population of Ruth, Nevada was 226. That's it. Not 226,000, 226 people. So that is probably less than the neighborhood that many of us are living in right now. But it doesn't matter that it's small. It doesn't matter that it's seemingly in the middle of nowhere. The government can find you when they need to. As we see a helicopter hovering over this nice, quiet, suburban neighborhood, we see a woman dealing with the noise, dealing with the commotion. She goes over to wake up her husband in a recliner. And who is it? It's Dr. Sam Owens. Paul Reiser returns to Stranger Things, and he's looking quite relaxed. He's so relaxed that none of that ruckus, none of it woke him up. There's helicopter shining lights, and he's just like snoozing away. And his wife's like, Sam, wake up. And he's like, what? And he looks outside. He's like, what's going on? They go outside together to see Lieutenant Colonel Jack Sullivan, fresh from Hawkins, stepping off the helicopter. He goes into the house, and he has questions about Chrissy. He's showing Sam some crime scene photos, you know, and Chrissy's she looks rather ghoulish, let's just put it that way. And he's like, why are you showing me this? I've never seen anything like this before. But Sullivan is convinced this all leads back to Brenner and his little project, you know, dealing with Eleven and training her for remote assassinations. This all has that kind of the fingerprints of that all over it. And Owens is like, what? I've never seen anything like this. And that's impossible. Eleven is dead. Oh, is she? Is she? Sullivan does not seem quite convinced. And here's the crazy thing. Like, we don't want him to be right, but we know he's right. We've seen the evidence. And he's like, fine, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. And the hard way is them ripping the house apart, taking stuff. It looks like they were taking the son's, like, school reports. Anything that has documents or records, they take it. And she's like, Sam, do something. And he just sits back. And he keeps his mouth shut, and he's just like, he gives this look like, not like, we can't do anything. We can't say anything. This is for the best. Almost like the plan of what he needs to do is going through his head as he's just trying to tell his wife, you know, don't worry, everything will be okay. They go back outside, and we see Sullivan getting into the helicopter and taking off. And, you know, he's in there saying, I want to know everything he's done, everything he's talked about in the past year, and hopefully it'll lead us right to the girl. And Dr. Owens and his wife are just on the front lawn watching them fly away into the night as we cut to the opening credits.
What if everything you've been taught about happiness is wrong? We chase careers, approval, more stuff, hoping it'll finally make us feel fulfilled, but it never sticks. What if happiness isn't out there, but already inside you, just waiting to be unlocked? Discover the book, The Happiness Experiment. Every person has a unique happiness type, and when you understand yours, everything shifts. You'll stop chasing and start creating joy on your own terms. Discover your happiness type with a free happiness type assessment. Go to myhappinesstype.com. That's myhappinesstype.com. It takes just a minute and it might change your life. Then grab your copy of The Happiness Experiment at Books A Million. This isn't just a book, it's a practical framework, a journey inward. It's a tool to help you reconnect with the happiness that's been waiting inside you all along. Pick up The Happiness Experiment and start your happiness experiment today.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
When we return, we come back to California. And we actually stay with California for the remainder of these 10 minutes here. We're back at the Rinkomania, and we see Angela is being tended to by paramedics. She seems to know where she is and who she is, and she seems to have her wits about her, but she's banged up and she's bloodied. And a bunch of kids are looking on at her, including Jonathan and Argyle. They show up, they're like, what the hell's going on here? They kind of have this dopey look on their face, on their faces. And don't worry, they keep that dopey look on their faces for the remainder of these 10 minutes. We actually see Will and Mike, like the camera pans over. We go past Argyle and Jonathan. We see Mike and Will. They seem shaken up. And we see a bunch of other kids looking away from Angela, looking in a different direction, looking at Eleven, who is sitting at a booth, all upset. And when I first saw her, I said, whoa, was she covered in Angela's blood? And then I realized, no, that's all milkshake from those GD bullies. We then jump to inside Argyle's van. They've already left the rink. I don't know if they had to fill out a report. I don't know. But whatever happened, they were able to leave. No parents were called. So that was interesting. We get some comic relief from both Argyle and Jonathan saying how, oh, she'll be fine. And they're talking about, is it plastic wheels or rubber wheels? But maybe they're rubber, but not hard plastic. Maybe it's soft plastic. At least it wasn't an ice skate. You know, at least it wasn't that. If it was, what did he say? If it was, you know, it's not a big deal. She'll be fine. If anything, it's just a little blip in her day. The future prom queen will be fine. Just a little blip. Like they're just making funny jokes about blip, blip, blip. But in the back of the van, Will, Mike, and Eleven, they just look crestfallen. I wrote down in my notes, devastated. But crestfallen is a better word. It's more fun to say. Say devastated. Devastated. Great. Awesome. Now say crestfallen. Crestfallen. It sounds like an album cover or an album name or a band. I just like saying crestfallen. And that's how Mike, Will, and Eleven looked. But they get home and they walk in the house and who's there? Murray? He's in there. He's in their house, in their kitchen, and he's cooking. He's like, who's up for risotto? They all look a little perplexed except Hi Jonathan, who has this big dumb smile on his face. He's like, hi Murray. Like he almost expected him there. He starts talking about a story. We cut to them eating dinner and he starts telling the story about how he was in the area for a client, and he was thinking about a hotel room, but then he remembered the buyers live there. And Joy, he was like, I need to contact them. Maybe they could let him stay. And Joyce is like, of course, we'd have you stay. And he's like, and you cook, and I clean, and I do, and I clean. I'm a regular housewife. It was kind of funny. And then she's like, I wish you could stay longer. He's like, I know, but you need to leave on your business trip. They're like, business trip? What are you talking about? Will's like, what? In Alaska. They're all like, you're going to Alaska? She's like, yes, I need to go to see the Britannicas, which is a very funny joke because she works for Encyclopedia Britannica. And the joke is that what did she say? Like Joyce and something, like she had two names, Kim and some, I forget. She had two names, like their last, and she needs to go see the Britannicas. Like that is their last name. It's just a great joke. Apparently I looked it up. The Britannica comes from the Latin for British Encyclopedia. So there you go. And he's like, she's like, well, I'm gone, Jonathan. You know, that means you're in charge. He's like, what? What? In charge of what? When I go on my business trip, he's like, you're going on a business trip? She's like, what's wrong with you? And Murray's like, I think I know what's wrong with him. He's like, I'm sorry. It's been a real stressful day. And they try to explain, you know, this girl got shamacked with a roller skate at the rink. But at least, you know, it's not an ice skate, you know, at least she looks like she'll be fine. And, you know, Mike, I don't know, just says she didn't look fine. And you can tell that he's upset. And that line, being upset, that upsets Eleven, who gets up and storms off to her room. And Murray's afraid that everyone hates his risotto, but Jonathan assures him that it's incredible. And Argyle does too. And there were two times he cracked this joke. Murray's like, I don't know who are you? And I still don't know who you are. So we follow Eleven into her room and she goes and lies down and she just looks like she's on the verge of tears. And she's reliving, you know, Mike saying, what did you do? And she's reliving the hit. And then she has a little bit of a flashback to the incident that left all those, you know, children dead in the lab at the beginning of the season. And then, that's it. I've reached the end of the first 10 minutes of The Monster and the Superhero. Part one is complete. It's a little shorter than usual because we had those opening credits as well. But here's what we know. We know that Sullivan still thinks that this all revolves around Eleven. And now Owens knows that Sullivan and the government is still looking for Eleven. So now Owens, he has some knowledge. What's he going to do with it? That's kind of everything we know over there. And we now know that over in California, that everyone in the house knows that Joyce is going to Alaska for a quote-unquote business trip. They don't realize Murray's there to go with her. The cover story was he's there for a client. And we know that Mike is shooken up that his girlfriend smashed another girl in the face with a roller skate. No matter how much of a GDB Angela is. And that's really the first 10 minutes right there. And Eleven's upset. And she's thinking about what she did. She's upset with herself too. You can tell. It's not like she's pissed that Mike's upset. She's embarrassed. I think she's embarrassed and she's upset. And she starts thinking about her younger years, her early childhood, before Stranger Things, you know, the stuff that we saw at the beginning of this season, as the 10 minutes, come to an end. And that's really it, my friends. I think here's the thing. I need to get more of this stuff up to you and out to you. And I'm a busy boy. Like this week, I have work, but hopefully I can get another episode out to you. And then Friday, the biggest movie of the year for me, the biggest movie of the last few years is coming out when I go see Superman with my wife on Sunday. Then we are going to the theater to see the Back to the Future musical. So I'm very excited about that. Then I have a week of work, which ends with my wife and I going to Maine to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary. Yes, we're that old. Or maybe we got married in our teenage years. Let's just go with that. And then I come back from that and I go see one of my favorite bands in the whole wide world, Ghost, in concert. And then after that, I have a whole week off of vacation. So there's going to be more time to podcast, more time to read, more time to watch and catch up on TV shows. I love having priorities, but one of my major priorities is to continue and be much better, much more diligent of getting Stranger Things Forever out to you. And I think part of that is doing more audio than video, because I realize that there's a lot more people listening to this than there are ever watching the YouTube videos. In fact, the last episode I shot on video and I still haven't put the video out. The end of Vecna's Curse. So that's still on my desktop in a folder. I need to do something about it. But I think focusing on the audio portion and kind of limit, like not worrying about the video, will make it a much easier for me to get episodes out to you guys. Doesn't mean I won't ever do video, but it does mean that this episode is just audio. But that's it. I think I'm done. I kind of think I nailed it. I wanted to mention about the next book, which then I realized there is a synopsis already on, I love saying synopsis, already on Amazon, which I didn't know about until I clicked on it just now. So you discovered me discovering it at the exact same time that I discovered it. I think that makes sense. And I can't wait for that. And we realize we have a little over 140 days to get everything done and get ready for Stranger Things 5. Until then, my friends, you can follow me on Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. You can follow me everywhere on social media at Geek Mentality. The show you can find at StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky. And of course, the website is StrangerDangerPodcast.com. I don't do much on Twitter anymore. I just don't. I might still post Stranger D-Pod, right? I think that's the Twitter account. But I'm really not on there as much as I used to be, which is a shame. I just don't like it there as much anymore. And of course, on TikTok, it's Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. That's because every other podcast, well, including Stranger Danger, can be found at fansnotexperts.com. I will talk to you soon. Please stay stranger, my friends, and remember that it is you and I and all the stranger friends that keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.